Lisa says we're ready. I'm going to call the Acadia Planning Board meeting of June 16th, 2021 in session at 7:02. Would you all please rise and join me in the Pledge of Allegiance to the flag.
To the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Coming tonight, we'll do the roll call here. Mark's excused tonight. Brian?
Yeah.
Josh? Here. Judy?
Here.
Joyce?
Here.
Scott?
Here.
And Rob, you'll be covering for Mark.
Technically not, because you have a quorum anyways, right?
Well, that's okay, but we'll.
Okay.
Yeah, we'll take it.
We always try to fill the seats.
Right.
Oh.
First order of business is we are going to go into a non-public meeting, and I'll read the reason for that. RSA 91-A:3, paragraph IL, consideration of legal advice provided by legal counsel, either in writing or orally, to one or more members of the public body, even where legal counsel is not present. So I'm going to take a roll that we will go into a non-public session at 7:03. Rudy, yes. Brian?
Yes.
Josh?
Yes.
Judy?
Yes.
Joyce?
Yep.
Scott?
Yes.
And Rob?
Yes.
All right. Someone second that?
Uh oh.
Second. You gotta go back.
Yeah. Do it again. Rudy, yes. Brian?
Yes.
Josh?
Yes.
Judy?
Yes.
Joyce?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
And Rob?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you for reminding me of that. Do we need to keep the recorder on or?
No. Close it to Alyssa.
Yeah, we should close it.
Well, should, usually we put a sign up, but it's
okay. Is anybody in here tonight? Do you know Lisa? Okay.
That seems
hello?
Nice.
Yeah,
hello?
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 That's hello. How your chair does.
The cone of silence.
Oh, boy. This is going to be a
jersey. Yeah, pop that one too.
Yeah.
What's in progress?
The DES, and they had a closing action day Sunday, Saturday, and Sunday. So,
really?
Yeah. All right.
Public session reconvene at 7:17.
Okay, we're back into the public portion of our meeting.
Do we want to make a motion to seal these minutes?
Yes, would someone want to make a motion to seal?
So moved.
Second. Motion second. Any discussion?
And this would be based on it would render a proposed action ineffective?
Yes.
Okay, roll call to seal.
Rudy, yes. Mark, excuse me, Brian?
Yes.
Josh?
Yes.
Judy?
Yes.
Joyce?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
And Rob?
Yes.
Okay.
Motion passed. Thanks.
Thank you, Lisa. All right, we don't have any new business to discuss tonight. But we got under old business approval of the minutes from the June 2nd, 2021 meeting. Does anybody notice any changes that we should be aware of? I don't think I saw any of that.
We did.
Motion to accept the minutes of June 2nd, 2021.
Second. Did you just make it?
Sure, I'll make a motion.
You just requested it.
But that's okay. Yeah. I'll make a motion.
Nice move, Rob.
Yeah.
Push it right in there.
Any discussion?
Not about the approval. No.
Okay. All right. Rudy, yes. Brian?
Yes.
Josh?
Yes.
Judy?
Abstain.
Okay. Joyce?
That's
okay.
And Rob?
Yes. Okay. That's why, that's why I had to be here.
All right. Well, I'll see you guys.
So I had a comment on
yes.
a minute, actually. And I made notes just like to make sure I remember everything. So as I read the minutes and I saw the discussion you guys had about absences, I wanted to just address from my personal, because I felt like it was the three of us that were being talked about when we weren't here. So I just want to give my history on it and don't want to forget anything. So I'm just going to read it.
Oh, fine. Yeah.
So when I was first asked to consider becoming a member of the planning board, I came to several meetings, served as an alternate for several months, and held several discussions with the chair at the time and other board members. I was very clear about the fact that I had young children, a full-time job, my husband worked in Massachusetts and often wasn't home at night, and that I might not be able to make it to all the meetings, and I was still encouraged to run. While I always make every effort to attend each planning board meeting, there are times when my family and work responsibilities will have to come first. In addition, from March 2018 until May 2020, I was the sole caregiver for my mother who had dementia. She was placed in assisted living. As a result of this transition, I made 8 trips to Atlanta during a 10-month period until her death last May. And I'm sure I missed several meetings because of that. And I just want to say it may be time for me to step down and or not run next election cycle. It seems there are other people willing to step up. Certainly don't want to be a detriment to the board. And my final comment is I was a little surprised at the discussion. I felt like it should have been maybe put on the agenda and we could all be here to talk about it. I felt like it was a little like people talking behind our backs when we weren't here. That's just me. I don't think it gave an impression of us being a unified board. And if there was issues with it, I felt like we could all talk about it. So that's just my personal response. Last week, I'll be completely honest with you. I pushed everything back a day because of the holiday and I didn't even think of it till Thursday. I was like, oh, I got a planning board meeting tonight. And then I was like, oh, but I'm pretty sure every single time I'm going to miss, I send an email in plenty of time. If I know if I'm going to be out of town, if Billy has to work. So I don't feel like I fall into that category of not being committed because I'm doing what I can. But if anybody feels like you want me to move on, I think I'm up for re-election next year. So I'm open to whatever you think.
From my standpoint, no, it wasn't directed just at you. It was just directed at everybody on the board to realize that we have made a commitment to do this. But to kind of address your issue is that what's the RSA say? Six. And then what goes on with that? It doesn't automatically say that you can't be on the board.
Right.
It's just a reason that the board can vote you off.
Oh, okay. Right. Yeah. Right. Okay.
But I'll be the first to say that I know your situation and that you do get excused because of issues, but you always tend to, you know, come in if you have to wait, but you show up. So
yeah, she has a license now, so I'm all set with that. Like for 6 months, I had to pick her up at 6:30 in Manchester, and I would race back and I always felt bad coming in late, but
yeah, no, well, but that's fine.
I was the one that brought it up.
I know.
Okay. And it was nothing personal anyway, because I really like everybody on this board.
Yeah.
And it was more or less a question I had for Rudy. Is it time to address that? Because over the last year, there's been a lot of meetings where one or two people have been out.
Yeah.
And I understand that a lot of times it's not a heavy agenda and there's not a lot of stuff on it, but I still feel that you ought to try to make it no matter what.
Yeah.
And I just brought it up to say, and it wasn't against anybody in particular, because I do. I really appreciate everybody that's here and respect you. But I thought it was at least worth bringing up, see if Rudy thought it was something that we should at least openly address and just make everybody aware.
Yeah.
You know, you got a commitment here, should try to make it.
Right.
And I understand that sometimes you can't.
Right. And I'm not saying I want special treatment, but I did make it really clear. And I think when I did run, there was nobody running and they just needed somebody. So
there's not a line of people that want to run.
Right. But I mean, now it seems like there are maybe there are people who want to do it and I'm happy to step aside. So,
no, you know, from my standpoint,
yeah, we have one that wants to and they don't have room. We don't have room.
So they can be an alternate.
I know.
Or they can drive.
Because that should be the normal transition.
Yeah.
Yes, and I was an alternate.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
I know, because we were both alternates.
Yes, that's right. We were. Yeah, look at you. You're in the chair now.
Yeah, that's where I started off.
So personally, I enjoy you being here. Yeah, I do.
Well, and I'm not questioning that. I just am trying to be open about.
And I actually wasn't.
Because I wasn't here.
I was actually going to bring it up too.
Yeah. Okay.
Tonight, because I realized that now we've got everybody here.
Yes.
Except for Mark.
Yeah.
That we could bring that back up and say, like, no, this is not, it was Brian, so that's not against anyone personally.
It was more because of COVID, because everybody was conveniently going on Zoom and whatever, because it was easy and I understand it.
Yeah.
And I just brought it up to say, look, I think it's time we need to be back here.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. So I wasn't a part of that because I was actually late to last meeting. And so I wonder if it was brought up because the board seemed empty that day.
Were you worried about the quorum? That's what
At that point, I was going to say, we're missing four people.
You're sitting there and you're looking around and you're saying, hey, you know.
And if we didn't have Rob here, we would have been.
See how important those alternates are?
Right. Yeah.
So that I just wanted to put a little bit of context in. I wasn't even a part of that. I just read it right now.
Yeah.
And it was probably because I was gone, like there was a bunch of people missing.
Yeah.
The other thing, when I looked at the board, when we had that big meeting inside CYA, I thought we're not very dynamic of a planning board. And so I think as a valuable member, I think you do speak up when others might be a little bit more timid, and I value that about you being on the board. And I think I would miss that if you weren't. And there's only two female members of the board too. So if you step down and a male stepped in your place, I think there would only be one. So that would be a very single perspective, I think. And so that's another reason for you to stay.
Because aren't you to the agenda second team?
Well, I know I'm the
first. Adjournment.
I'm the adjournment.
Adjournment. Sorry.
I just want to put it up there.
Josh brings up the main reason for that.
Yeah.
We probably should have made that clearer, is that, you know, although there might not be a lot of stuff on here like tonight, it was important because we did have to have that public session. And as things come on, you know, these things, sometimes things come up at the meetings, but we just get at the last minute that we need to get everybody's input on timeliness. So
just because it's not on the agenda doesn't mean we can't discuss it.
Right. Because we have other business.
Right.
So that's it. It's not to pick on anybody, but it's just a matter of, and, you know, I mean, don't worry about it, because six absences in a year.
It was more to pick on Scott, right?
He keeps going out on these trips.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, Kirk's in quesos.
Rudy, did I did text you though? Did you get the? Did you? Was I? Because I didn't hear back from you. I thought I had like a text history, so I had your number, Rudy, in my system, and I texted.
Probably.
And it, but so,
don't text me. Text
no, well, what happened was I planned on being here, and I had a project, and I had a deadline, and I'm, man, I got to get
this. Oh, yeah, you did. Yeah.
So, okay, you got it. You did. So it is the right number for you.
Yeah.
So it was after Lisa was gone, and I said, you know, and I'll admit, I did look at the agenda, too, and I said, it's awfully light. I got this project. So I said, all right, you know, I sent a text because I had every intention of being here.
Yeah.
But no, I've been here. I've been sitting here before. In the past, when we were all sitting around and we were like, hey, are we going to have a quorum? You know, like we had a couple of meetings that were really, really kind of close. So I think that's how I looked at it. I said, you know, you're sitting there and you're wondering, you know, so.
Well, we should make sure that Mike's on call too, right?
Yeah.
I mean, what Mike Santa's still on.
Yeah.
I mean, he should try to make it, even if he's.
Right. I mean, I always just sit, like, you know, and then they call one of us up.
Right. Yeah. And then we figure out what you can sit for anyways.
Yes.
I'm usually here, guys, on meeting days. I don't leave.
Oh, you would be here after 4 or whatever.
I've been here since 8:30 this morning.
Yeah. Okay.
So you'll check. So we can email.
I will check. Okay. Yeah, definitely.
I always assume.
I usually check right before I come to the meeting, just in case you guys have something. And then I usually CC. You'll see that I CC Rudy, so he gets it.
Yeah.
Just in case, but
yeah,
if I haven't done that, I apologize.
You know, like we said, the RSA says after 6 meetings, then the board can vote you know, off the island.
But it's a process.
You got 6 absences, you're out of here.
There'd have to be other issues
read in the paper about some of the like select board meetings and planning board meetings and stuff in other towns where they actually have done that because someone didn't show up for over half the meetings. Right. So it's like, why are you an elected official if you're not showing up for over half the meetings?
Right.
And then, you know, the person didn't really have any good excuse.
Yeah. I
mean, at least with you, you have, you know, a good excuse.
Yeah.
And so that way, if, you know, if you have one person missing, you know, usually it's fine because Rob's always here anyways. You know. I don't have a problem, but yeah, Scott's right. We've had some meetings where it's like,
yeah,
are we going to be able to do this? And especially if someone's coming in for something too.
Right.
That's the worst.
Doesn't look good.
No.
Yeah.
And even that last meeting, if Rob wasn't here, we couldn't have had that discussion with Attorney Bisson either.
Mm-hmm.
So that would have been okay. And the problem is that if we don't have a quorum, we have to have the meeting the next day.
Nobody
wants to do that.
What do we need? We need 5. I don't
want to do that, guys. No. Four. Yeah, we need 4. So, which is usually not too bad, but like that last meeting,
yeah,
we had 4.
4, right, until Josh got it.
Yeah. So, and if you come in late, that doesn't bother the meeting. It's like, I always say, you know, let the minute show that so and so arrived at such and such a time.
Yeah,
that wasn't in the minutes. I don't think
that you arrived at 7:12.
What's that?
That you arrived at 7:12.
Yeah.
I noted for myself in my mind, but I don't put it in the minutes. I put important stuff.
She should do
it. I put important stuff in.
I thought my arrival is always
important. you're on the here, aren't you? Members
right.
present.
Your departure is important.
Yes, and it's in the audio.
Your motions to adjourn in second.
Okay. Anything else under that issue? Other business and town planning, just a couple of things. I haven't received anything back from Southern New Hampshire Planning on the cost of services study yet, so we don't have anything on that. On the GIS system, Brian was originally from Stantec going to come in today, but he requested to come in the next meeting because it'll give him more time to get stuff together. So he'll be in that, and we do have a light agenda, although it's the week of the 4th. So.
Yeah,
July
7th. Yeah.
I'll be here.
Oh, send me an email.
Yeah.
No, regulate it.
And Rudy, did Dick Snow give you that CD or DVD about the Chester CIP, as well as that woman, Jean, who told all about the mapping program they use,
yeah,
the costs and everything.
Right.
So that should not drop between the cracks. That was excellent.
Right. As a matter of fact,
we all got that, didn't we?
Yeah, I think so. Well, that's what I, that's what I heard. So
yeah,
bringing it up for
everybody got it. That's why I have the CIP being looked at by Southern New Hampshire Planning too, to see if they might do something with that thing.
Right.
And yeah, on the mapping, that's going to be part of our process. The reason that I'm bringing Stantec in is because they do, you know, all of our engineering and stuff, and they've been doing mapping. So, but that's going to be a big major project, but I think it's going to be something that's going to be very useful. The more information that we have on it. And what Brian is going to do is put together the overall plan he's going to ask for our input, by the way, too, because he's kind of not guessing and stuff, but he's just saying this is what he thinks probably because it can be. But then once we get that, then we can make sure that we include all these other things in there and see what's going on. Because what I want to make sure is that all of our maps are standard to the state mapping system. So, because as we talked about before, is that what we're looking for is that we're going to tell developers you have to do your plans according to the state mapping system. I'm saying that, I'm not exactly sure what the name of that is. And then that way it's going to be much easier for them and for us. So that's in there too. Any questions on that?
So that's next meeting, he'll be here?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah. He'll give us a rundown. So. The only other thing I have, and I'm going to kind of put Brian on the spot a little bit too. I know that the selectmen's meeting that they had last Monday,
there was, well, let me go back even one step further. I got a call from Kevin Daniel, the building inspector, wanting to know about, he was saying he had some complaints from residents and from developers on using Stantec as our engineering consultant, that you know, they cost too much, they are too picky,
we've heard that from
years. Well, Kevin's new.
Okay.
So Kevin called me up and he said, hey, he said, I talked to Pat Moran, the selectman, his representative in the office. And he asked me what my viewpoint was. And I kind of chuckled a little bit. And I said, we've been through this before. I said the thing with Stantec is that we had problems and we had Stantec come in, and you remember both Brian and his boss, Renee, had come in. Mm-hmm. We went over all the problems and stuff, and we ironed out a lot of detail.
I think it's been fantastic.
Yeah, yeah.
As of late.
Yeah. So I told him that we'd been through this before, and I said, you know, I gave him the rundown about, because he didn't know. I mean, he's new, so he doesn't know the procedure that we use. So I went through the rundown about, you know, that. Timing and things like that. And I said, well, since there's a whole bunch of things that go along with that, is that we were getting stuff late from applicants. So then it's like we get them 2 days before the meeting, and then Stantec tries to do the review and it's not being done, you know, properly. So, and I said, I didn't tell it was, but Lisa's been on, you know, developers or applicants' cases that you got to get this stuff in 21 days ahead of time, but we're not going to put it on the agenda. And then, of course, you know, that's got to go to Stantec. Stantec does an estimate, and the estimate comes back. The estimate goes to Lisa. Lisa sends it out to the applicant. The applicant has to approve it. They approve it, and then once they approve it, then Stantec will start to review.
Mm-hmm.
And usually, Brian's been extremely,
quick. He just turned around once he got stuff. It was pretty quick.
Yes.
Well, I know one day. It was like one day.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That he got it in here. So
Kevin pushed back though after that short conversation at that meeting.
Did he?
Yes. And I think he kind of realized that he's getting the complaints. Where the complaints coming from? They're coming from applicants and people out there. Where are you going to get complaints from? Those people.
Right.
Because they're being required to do something that they may not want. So who's going to complain there?
Yeah.
Right.
But in my short 2.5 years back here, I think he's done very good, and his turnaround has been awesome.
Yeah. I mean, don't we pay him to be
specific about,
or the applicant pays
exactly
him.
Right?
But
he gets paid.
But he's really representing
all
of our zoning regs and everything else that gets wrapped into it. That's what he's got to do. He needs to nitpick absolutely everything.
Right. Yeah.
And I did tell that to Kevin. I said, you know, the nice thing about Stantec is that not only do they know our regulations, I mean, they work with us to revise them. So they really know our regulations.
And what I didn't bring up to him, and I probably should have, but it didn't seem necessary at the time, was the fact that when he outlined all those issues that he outlined for Rowley Woods there, and then went back and highlighted just the ones that were specifically important and didn't bother with it, you know, that takes somebody that's committed to the project and it's not trying to weigh somebody down with unnecessary requests.
Right.
You know, I thought that was pretty awesome that we only picked like about 8 of them out.
Which are the ones that are the problem here.
Right.
Because he does that all the time. I mean, he says, okay, these are the ones the board's going to have input on.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. Some of the stuff, I mean, technical stuff that he's bringing up, it's like the board doesn't have to get involved.
Right.
It's
some of them were, you know, a non-event too. I mean, and he was able to distinguish between the two and not just bore himself to death with. requirements, you know.
Yeah. But then we've had people come in with applicants that were complaining before, but then the last submittals that they've done, they were very happy with it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Because it was, I don't want to say a quick process, but there wasn't a lot of wasted time in meetings.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's like the meetings and the engineers meet before, and you take care of this before, then you come to the board.
But you hit on the notes. He's still learning and it's, some of that is a learning curve.
Yeah. I think he's doing a great job.
Good
he's asking the
learn.
Right questions,
yeah.
For sure.
Yeah.
Yep.
I told him, I said, and I was in Lisa yesterday, and I said, I think it's getting to be a really good team from the planning board and also the land use office, that everything is
I think, working pretty well, pretty time well.
Do you have any complaints about Stantec? Nope, I got some questions for them though. On my desk.
I think Brian is the best one. I think they did. There
Brian's
were some
really
issues.
Good, really easy
you know,
to work with.
And you'd come, we'd have these meetings and we'd have, you know, 50, 60 items that we're sitting in. We said, hey, look, you guys get together with the applicant. But I think Brian, you know, when I was around when it was Renee, I think Brian has got the message. I think he's doing a great job. I think where maybe some developers, maybe they're coming from the past, like Stantec, don't be unaware of the fact that Stantec had some issues. They've had some lawsuits. Mm-hmm. They've had some billing. They're a big, huge company, and they're in business to bill and to make money. So for us, we don't ever pay it. You know, the town doesn't pay it. We pass it along. So I think that goes back maybe to some of that stuff. But I agree with everything that's been going on here and with Brian. I think it's been efficient, and I don't think he's doing more than he needs to, and he's trying to build, you know, undo amount of time or anything like that. I think it's been,
he's
been equitable.
Yeah. He's been involved with the safety facility.
Yeah.
I mean, he's offered up his, and he was on the Zoom last night. I mean, he didn't get paid for that.
No. Right.
You know, he didn't
have
to do that.
He's been good for the town.
Yeah, and you know, the bottom line is that they're the town engineers.
Right.
You know, so we don't have an engineer. We decided that we wanted to have someone. I mean, it'd be the same. It wouldn't be any different if we had an engineer sitting here on staff.
Mm-hmm.
That engineer would still be doing picky stuff because that's what we're supposed to have done.
Right.
So I just wanted to bring that up, you know, just to say that there were some concerns again. But like I said, I mean, I don't blame Kevin for bringing it forward because
he called me too. So
he's the new guy, and so if someone's gonna look at him and say, like, "Hey, maybe I can get a little bit more on Kevin," because he doesn't know, you know, like the history behind the show. But once you explain the history, then it's
and that's why Kevin went to all of you guys, because he's like, I don't want to just go to one person. So he went. Where he talked about Beatrin at this on the ZBA as well, just to get a feel for all the boards, how they felt about it. And
I think that's why I came
people are talking
to mention that. Okay, I take it back.
But look what happened on New Boston Road when we had that problem, and we didn't really catch it. We had all those environmental issues, all that run, you know, all that. When they had the heavy rains, everything running down.
The cliff. I was like, someone now refers to that as the cliff houses.
You know, so that really was kind of like a wake up call for me too. It's like, man, you gotta really.
They're the ones that get the view tax.
Yeah.
Kids that get the view with the rooftops on North Road.
And there was this a little bit of the side of that. You know, I live up in North Road, and there was a posting on Facebook says if you're in the New Boston Road area near the cliff houses. You know, be careful because there's a celebration of life going on for some people who had passed away, and there's cars parked on both sides. And I'm going, where are the cliff houses? Finally, I realized, I said, you know, near, it's on New Boston Road, near North Road. I said, now I know what it is, the cliff houses.
That's a good description.
So that was just that. I just wanted to bring it to the board's attention in there. And I think that was fine. Brian has something
to bring up. I'm going to hand this so you people down there can look at that. And Rudy and I can look at this and look at that. Basically, what this is, I'm also on the safety facilities committee. And we were looking for a piece of land to build a new PD and then later on build an expansion to the fire department on that piece of property and something for the highway department. So we were looking for a big enough piece of property. And Severino's contacted us, and they have a piece just past the old Viking, you know, the red roofs down here, Vikings, propane. The next lot with that white house that's abandoned, it's near the road, the White House. Well, there's approximately this, if you flip the page, this one. This is the map of the property, the Severino's home, the green and the pink and the light green. The light green is that white house that's been abandoned. And then the rest of the green and the pink is another lot that they're willing to put with this. So it would be about 8.5 acres total, which is more than enough to accommodate what we're looking for. And then they threw out that rather than the town actually paying for it, they would be interested in doing a land swap. If the town had a piece of property that they could, you know, recoup some of their losses from this property by building on another piece. So Ronnie came in at their meeting last night and identified this town-owned piece up on North Road near Hall's Mill Road. I don't know if you're familiar with that. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. So this is a parcel. It's a pretty large parcel, but it's technically at this point only one lot. But he would then at some point come in probably to the planning board to put a road in, a cul-de-sac or whatever, and get probably two house lots is what his plan would be.
He can actually come in off,
but he wants to be able to divide to get more than one house. Oh, yeah, so, right,
so because it's 13 and a half acres, is that what?
Pardon?
Is it 13 and a half acres?
Yes.
Okay.
So, he feels that that would be a swap that they would be comfortable with. It's not. It wouldn't be dollar for dollar because we did do an appraisal on his piece of property. It's a commercial piece. Mm-hmm. And the appraisal come in without the pink part at 450 and with the pink part of it and the green altogether, the 8.5 roughly. It was the appraisal come in at 550, I believe. 550, mm-hmm. 540. So yeah. So anyways, that's that's
what's the appraisal at the 13?
Yeah,
we don't have an official appraisal, so the tax card reflects 177
for the land.
There's no building on it. No, it's just raw land.
It's not going to come back at 500.
No. No. And I asked Steve Hamilton. I said, you know, is that worth? You know, is that something you could do for us? Or is it worth even doing? He says, probably not. I mean, he says that's probably close to what it would be right now because it's one lot.
Right.
So it's one house.
Right. Sure.
So, you know, this is kind of foolish to pay somebody to come in and maybe add 20,000 to it.
So at a minimum, it would be dark green and light green. Right.
And no, the pink. And the pink, too.
He does want to get the pink.
Okay. Yeah.
Or swap
yeah.
the pink.
Yeah. So,
which house is this one?
That's where. No, that's not getting in power.
Oh, did he recently pass away?
I know that one is. Yeah, okay, yeah.
Well, Howell married him. What the heck was their name?
I know who you're talking about.
Whatever, but anyways, that's been vacant for a while. That white one.
Yeah, next to the.
Right next to the Vikings, though.
Yeah, right, okay, yeah.
What's 409 lot 98? What's that?
That was a bigger lot at one time. That was. What he was just saying is that was carved out of that bigger lot.
Somebody lives there.
What's that?
No, this
little
white.
Little white one.
The white one.
No,
in front of the pink.
Right here. That's
the
a red
no,
building.
No,
this one.
White within green.
This white square.
No.
We can't see what you're pointing at.
On the south, on the main street. See where the courthouse is? It's right next to the courthouse. It borders
right.
The green and the pink.
That's that red house down there. That little red house.
So that's a residential house. Somebody
yeah.
lives there.
Yeah. Somebody lives there.
Okay, because I mean it's a great cluster with the courthouse there and the post office across the. I mean,
it's
great
an
location.
Ideal location of what we're looking for.
Yeah.
You know, for
yeah.
you know all our facilities.
Is it all high and dry land?
Yeah, it's pretty nice
yeah.
flat land.
Wow.
Which is rare in Cambria.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And for them to want to swap for something far less. Value.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if many of you know this, everything, but they're always trying to do something to help. The town now, you know, they're not looking to make a ton of money. So,
yep.
I mean, obviously, he could sell that for a lot more than swapping a piece of land for us.
Right.
So,
was there a plan for this? Why does the town?
No.
What's
the town got this because, as Ronnie explained, whoever owned it, they owned other property too, and somehow this got carved out. And they thought they didn't own it, so they just never paid the taxes. They just kept throwing the tax bill in the trash. So the town ended up taking it for taxes.
Oh.
Didn't Carlton own most of that property? Didn't
he
do
he did a lot of the development.
Okay.
But that was Ronnie's land.
Okay.
That was all land that Ronnie owned that sold him, you know, lot by lot.
Is this a piece that we had a timber cut on?
That is timber protected. It's not a conservation, but.
Right.
Timber management.
Right.
Yep.
The one on Hall's Mill.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well,
yeah.
On the corner.
I mean, yeah.
So You're going to keep one for the planning board, and you're going to keep one for the conservation.
Okay.
And
I put a motion to accept this deal.
Perfect. So
can we vote on this, or is it the
planning? We can. All our exercises on this as a planning board is to look at the proposal.
Yeah.
And make suggestions if we choose to.
Okay.
If we have any concerns, and if not, like the last one, we didn't do an official vote in a letter, but I would appreciate it this time. Because I got kind of slammed for not having a letter.
Because the Board of Selectmen are going to be the final.
Will be the final, yeah. Because yeah. Right. We'll have to hold the hearings and all that stuff
again.
Okay,
I see.
We have to give an opinion.
Okay.
We have to give an opinion.
Conservation Commission has to give an opinion.
Okay.
And we gave an opinion the last time, but as Brian found out that our minutes did not count.
Right, I got pushed back because I didn't have an actual letter.
Okay, all right.
Okay.
I said, so I'm on the planning board and I'm reflecting on my words, no good, right?
Basically,
a letter?
Yeah.
And minutes.
What are the map and lots of both of those?
Okay, the one that the town owns now
is
402-9.
Okay.
And the one that the Severino owns is map 409, lot 97. And
about 96.
Well, it's part of 96, so.
Would they have to do it?
So the other one is
a lot minor question.
Right.
Yes.
Didn't really say
lot tax map 409 lot 96 is the green.
Is the well? It was the whole thing that this got carved out of at some point. Give me a minute, please. See if I can find it. Yeah, I know that's gonna be awesome.
Now, a swap like this in no way would exclude Severino from potentially being our conservation and developing partner on that.
No, there's no. I'll give you this afterwards. Okay.
Want me to give her this one?
Yeah,
I can always make a copy.
Yeah. So I guess if there's any other questions, I'd be happy to try to answer them. If not,
it's like a no-brainer to me.
Yeah.
The Josh made a motion.
Yeah, I recommend the planning board recommend
we go the board might go forward.
Okay. So who's second?
I'll second.
Any discussion? Okay, Rudy, yes. Ryan?
Yes.
Josh?
Yes.
Judy?
Yes.
Joyce?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
And Ron?
Yes.
Okay. And so you will draft the letter and sign it as chair that
yes.
reflects that. Well, perfect.
Put all our names in there.
You
we recognize.
Simon Blood.
Yep. Right. We just met yesterday, so it's going to be another month.
Yeah.
Okay.
Whatever.
And Lisa, just remind me.
I mean, you just keep give me a heads up of when you're going to meet because then I can post, you know, the public hearings. Do they have to be?
Right, we always meet the third Tuesday.
Can I take
third Tuesday?
Without
you want to keep that one? Yeah.
I can drop that letter.
And if you want me there, I'd be really happy to just give me a heads up on you.
Okay, I think we're good.
Okay. That's why I was hoping you were going to be at that place of employment and they ended up there.
Do you know what the plan is like with the existing fire station? When you have that 8.5 acres, is that sufficient to actually do like a
holding facility
for everything? Yeah. The kind of division?
Yeah. Because what the next meeting is in 2 weeks from last night, and Tommy Severino is actually going to have a site plan. So he's going to have it, the buildings laid out.
Oh, nice.
And because he does have the information from the PD on what they're going to report. And our thought, all the input we're getting from the couple of members on the board that are from the fire department is that if we build that PD, that we ought to construct it so the fire department can be added on to it without, you know, screwing up. So in other words, all your utilities be like on that end. So the utilities would accommodate the expansion to the fire department. Because right now, we're not proposing to do this whole safety complex.
Yeah.
That's too much money. It'll get shot right down.
Right.
But if we can accommodate any future 5-10 years down the road.
Yeah, that's cool.
Because there's a little bit of pushback on the fire department. There's those that are happy with what's there and it's going to be good for a while. And then there's a younger group that wants all the bells and whistles and everything that's out there.
Yeah.
You know, with the gym and showers and full-time employees and the whole thing. Well, that would die a quick death if we tried to propose that.
Right. Sorry,
I'm not
trying to better a little bit at a time.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And, well, see, and you know, and eventually, I mean, that's going to happen. But you got to kind of go slow.
Ease into it.
Right.
Yeah, ease into it. Yeah.
How does that property overlap with the DOT plans for Four Corners?
That's far enough away so that, that wouldn't interfere with any of the suggestions or topics that they talked about, the loops and stuff.
So far,
there's no DOT plans at all.
Right.
So there was conceptual.
Conceptual stuff. Yeah.
Right.
There weren't actually that wasn't even done by DOT.
Was it?
No, done by another engineering company.
Okay.
That's what's in the transportation plan right now.
Mm-hmm. I didn't know how far out it went.
Yeah. Well, it depends on what they want to do.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a couple of options that are out there that if they see if they did a rotary over there, you'd just decimate the whole portal.
Yeah.
You wouldn't have a portal anymore.
Yeah. And Jeff's place is for sale. And he does have a couple of buyers.
Who's Jeff?
Yeah.
Jeff Goff at the corner of that.
Is that right?
What corner?
Precision.
Is somebody buying that?
Yeah.
Well, you don't know what's coming in.
Right.
Well, see, but the issue over there, that's a brownfield site too. So it's contaminated. And the same thing with the fire department, fire station, that's contaminated too.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, it's contaminated soils.
From?
And you can't clean it up?
Yes, you can. Oh, yeah, it can be cleaned up. But
it
right, right
now, you down and take all the dirt out.
Yeah, exactly.
Replace it.
See, the thing with a brownfield site is that if you disturb anything, you have to remediate it.
Right.
So, like, they really can't do an addition. And we shouldn't have done the addition that we did back a number of years ago because it disturbed the soil over there.
Fire department?
Yeah.
Oh.
And so that's one of the problems.
Well, you could, but you have to process the soils, and that's expensive.
Right.
That has to go to a special furnace where they actually heat it up and treat it.
The last place I knew that was doing the soil disposal was in Ohio.
Oh, this one down here.
Is there one down here?
Yeah, because I brought some stuff to it. What town is that in?
It's Danville, where the tire dump was.
No. It's off of 106.
Okay.
What towards Chichester?
Oils, solvents, paints.
Yeah.
Because I just dumped it down the drain.
Yeah.
In that pond back there, there's like three-eyed frogs on it.
Turtles with two heads.
I think I told you that one time we did drain the pond so we could fix the dry hydrant in there. Once we drained all the water out, it's like fill it back in.
Quick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not good.
But that's 100 years of bad management, right?
Yeah.
And anyway, that's where we're at with that.
Used to be part of the where they took all the clinkers from the coal-fired water in the school and
Jeff,
right down here.
Yeah, that coal-fired for sales,
coal water.
That really was accommodated. You could accommodate one thing maybe, but.
And that's where we used to have the town hall.
Right.
Who's going to buy it? Who would buy it if they knew that?
Well, see, you know, that's actually a pretty valuable piece of land if you really look at
it.
So if they can clean it up. But the thing is, it borders the old schoolhouse, which is down on the other end.
Yeah.
So there's wetlands back there.
Pretty confined to what it is.
It is.
The footprint of what it is is what it is.
Chick-fil-A. Drive-thru.
Are you kidding me? With delivery?
Hey, why not better?
Right? I can't believe that came out of Josh.
I know. Mr.
No
honestly, probably had Chick-fil-A like 5 times.
Oh, it's so good.
Yeah, I've never had it.
I've never had it.
Oh, you got to go, guys.
Really?
Come on. Yeah.
No, I got the Nashua's more than they were open.
Two in Nashua.
I know we're getting
interesting
off track.
Discussion. Hey?
Yeah, well, that's what happens.
You yeah, when you don't have
any. You can side.
I don't
let really
count, guys.
All right.
Lisa wants to go home.
Bring it in. Lisa.
The chairman's losing control of the meeting. So, all right. I don't have anything from the any other business.
No.
Any public comments? There's a hat out there.
I know. It was here last night, too.
And so.
I'd like to motion to adjourn the meeting, please.
Second.
Another question before we
okay.
Before we go to
I'm not
who's gonna do that if you step down?
Right, I know. I can't.
One other question. Are we gonna continue with the Zoom?
Oh yeah, yeah. That's what I wanted to bring up. I did the selectmen decide what they're gonna do?
No, we did not.
Okay. My feeling is I'd like to continue it on. Just for public input. I mean, if we're still going to keep it and pay for it. But if the board of selectmen decide that they don't want to pay for it anymore, then obviously we'll follow. You know, they decide because we're not going to pay for it.
Well, because partly, my thought was because the governor has encouraged us to get back in public. You know, people to show up.
It sure is a nice option for any of the boards. Like on the Conservation Commission, you might have one of our members doing work down in North Carolina and they can still join us. You know what I mean? So it's pretty darn cool.
Also, you have older folks in town. You might not
yeah.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking.
Might want to listen in.
It actually encourages more participation.
Yeah. Well, even when
well,
we did
I don't witness that with when we're using it. But.
Right.
Well, I think even with the Tanglewood thing that we had over at the CYA, I think we still had some people that were listening in
listening.
On that in there. But you know, like I said, I mean, it's going to be depending on what the board is selecting
yeah.
to do. But I'd like to keep it.
Was I like it.
Was there a discussion and then you guys just couldn't come to an agreement?
No, I haven't brought it up yet because I know I'm going to get pushed back on it.
Right, do you
in which way?
Do you know the cost?
I do not.
Pushback that you will be able to
not much.
It's
not yearly. It's not that much.
No.
We have the basic.
See, I'm all about encouraging to physically show up.
I agree with
that. That's
take
true.
The effort, show up.
Right. But I still like the option.
Yes, I do too.
Yeah.
But so that would be probably the recommendation of the board that if the board of selectmen decide to keep it, then the planning board would like to maintain.
Yes.
Don't go by the elite.
One other thing. Lisa,
you know everything you say is going to be written up.
Yeah,
right?
I know.
Lisa,
yep.
is it much of a pain, a lot of work to set up the Zoom?
I mean, this is taxing right here. I don't know if you guys know all the stuff I do over here.
We're about to find out.
No, it's not
okay.
Difficult at all. Nope.
Well, she was being funny.
I know.
Yeah.
I was.
I thought she was being serious
too.
Too.
No, I mean,
me
it, for the most part, it, I guess
good.
Once they said it,
right,
it's fine. But
yeah. So our recommendation would be is to keep it.
I guess it depends on the cost too.
It's not that much.
Lisa
not,
said
it's
not.
It's minimal.
Yeah,
we have the basic. We don't even have the premium that it like can transcribe minutes for us and stuff. So it is minimal.
Okay, we have a motion and we have a second. Let's move on.
Oh, yes. Yes. Okay. Any discussion?
No.
Really, yes. This is for agreement. Yes. Brian?
Yes.
Josh?
Yes.
Judy?
Yes.
Joyce?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
And Rob?
Yes.
Okay, so we call the meeting adjourned at 8:02.
Actually, good discussion. Thank you.
Okay, now.